From the studios in Bentonville, Arkansas, you're listening to 8th & Walton's Retail Supplier Podcast. Each week, we discuss the issues facing Walmart suppliers and bring you solutions from industry experts. Visit us online at 8thandwalton.com if you have questions about today's podcast. And now your host, Jared Davis.
It's great to be with you again. Thank you so much for tuning into our little podcast again this week. We are actually wrapping up our What is 8th & Walton series with the part of our business that I think we get the most questions about. So on our last two podcasts, we talked about our Walmart supplier classes. Then we talked about our custom training and support, which can be one-on-one or with a larger supplier group. This podcast is about our full-service support to Walmart suppliers. Now, what does that mean? Well, this is when a Walmart supplier doesn't want a class or any kind of training, but instead they hire our team to work for them. And by that, I mean to run their Monday morning reports, to handle the analytics and forecasting, to set up their new items, to build and maintain their Walmart.com item pages, even handling Walmart accounting challenges and researching those deductions to see if they're disputable. Even things as simple as just preparing a communication for the Walmart buying team. So they're hiring our team to work for them on their Walmart business. To really dig deeper on these services, we've got three guests on our show today that work with Walmart suppliers each week to provide this support. First of all, we've got 8th & Walton's president and CEO, Mr. Jeff Clapper. Jeff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Great to be here. Thank you, Jared.
Next, we've got our vice president of supplier solutions, Stephen Bertram. Stephen, great to have you here, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And we also have our vice president of supply chain, Mr. Mark Stahlkup. Mark, thank you for being here, man.
Hey, Jared, it's a pleasure.
I tell you what, Jeff, let's start with you and talk about some of the suppliers who may be listening to this podcast and learning about 8th & Walton for the first time. Who, in your opinion, is the ideal supplier to take advantage of our full service offerings?
Yeah, you know, it's really any company that has some level of engagement selling to Walmart. That may be that they've just received a yes from a buyer all the way through. They've worked with Walmart for 6, 12, 18 months, and they're recognizing there's a lot more we need to learn to be successful, to grow and thrive. You know, a few things we like to think about. This is a supplier who really aspires to build a lasting and mutually beneficial relationship with Walmart. They're not looking for a quick win or a one-off shipment. They want a long-term successful partnership with Walmart, one where all parties are gaining and growing in mutually beneficial ways. They want to be learning. This is a learning company. They want their team and everyone who works on their business across the board, and of course, specifically with Walmart, to know what's happening, what the latest expectations are for them to succeed, again, in a mutual way with Walmart. You know, we talk with a lot of companies, particularly larger, you know, mid to large businesses where they find themselves in silos. I think this is just a tendency across all businesses where as time develops and businesses grow, you find that here's operations and here's sales and here's marketing, and they start to work in their own independent groups. And so learning together and working together towards a common outcome with Walmart, with a big account or big retailer like Walmart, that has to be a desire of the business that's really going to gain the most from what our team is able to do. And then these are suppliers who are ready to invest in a customer where there is really good ROI potential. You know, they're ready to make the investment of time, money, everyone on their business because there's tremendous growth and return potential with Walmart. So, any business that's focused on profitable, sustainable growth with a big customer like Walmart, that's a great client. They're in Walmart or they're just getting started with Walmart. They're sorting out all that will take and they're ready to roll up their sleeves together as a cross-functional team and make it a great success for a long time.
So Stephen, at the top of the podcast, I mentioned a lot of the services that we provide. I know one thing a lot of Walmart suppliers would like to get off their plate is all the reporting. What does 8th & Walton do for suppliers when it comes to that weekly reporting?
So a couple of things we do when it comes to reporting. So there's a lot of data available in RetailLink. Part of what we do for our clients is gathering and organizing that data in a readable manner. So you're able to understand what's going on with your business at Walmart, but also to provide some insights. So we've analyzed enough data over the years to not only be able to report it, but then to give you an understanding of why that may be happening, and then what you can do with that data to help improve your business.
You know, I think a lot of Walmart suppliers familiar with 8th & Walton may understand a lot of these services that we provide, but they may not know how we help them in such great detail with things like their production planning. So, Mark, tell us about how your team assists a Walmart supplier with something like production planning.
Yeah, Jed, that's a key service that we've really been focusing on as Walmart has really upped the expectation on availability of inventory and full orders on time and in full. So we've really dove into how do we help suppliers to fill purchase orders and not do it with overtime and air freight. How do we plan into this? And it's really, there's three steps to that. It begins with forecast accuracy. And there are many inputs into that, but we know what they are. You know, we know how to calculate forecast variance, we'll call it, because it can be wrong in multiple directions. We know how Walmart is currently, their formulas, you know, for calculating that and when they'll talk to us and when they won't. So how bad does it have to be before we can escalate a forecast lift request, for example, or a safety stock request? And then the second step is supply planning. So how do you take a sales forecast and convert that into something that's meaningful to your production planning teams that may be not here in Bentonville or maybe not even at headquarters. They may be at factories and plants. They may be on the other side of the world. But they've got the harder job of knowing, you know, what to commit to. And that's a difficult job. We can help with that. We can give good information about what Walmart will be ordering in the future. If we can get to that forecast accuracy, then our supply plan becomes very valuable. And then we also, you know, taking it to the warehouse, you know, how do you get it all the way from procurement, production, and then deployment, whether it's through a third party or whether it's Walmart Collect or if a vendor's prepaid and they're bringing that into the network at Walmart. How do we do that well and how do we plan that? There's many things that can be set up in configuration that can make that more successful than it often is, you know, in production today. You know, we can plan ahead. We can improve fill rate. We can make that call or that email to the merchant team inside Walmart much less painful and, in fact, actually proactive and encouraging that we are looking ahead. We're planning. We're seeing forecasts. We're recommending forecast adjustments that get applied. And they're for the purchase orders. They come out and they're right. The purchase orders are for the right quantity at the right time. And we can fill those purchase orders now because we know the plan because we help build the plan. And then fulfillment. You know, do we have minimum economic orders set where it's possible, especially on staple stock channels? Maybe it's truckload or maybe it's pallets and maybe it's layers, but we got to get that done. And we've got to be sure we're reviewing orders at the right frequency. We don't want to spend a lot of money on multiple small shipments when we can plan ahead well and we can order the right quantity and we can order it less frequently in more economic quantities for a lower cost landed to the retailer there.
Stephen, I want to go back to you for a second because one of the biggest challenges facing Walmart suppliers is, of course, penalties. You can get fined for on time in full, for inaccurate advance ship notices, noncompliance with the supplier quality excellence programs carrying fines now. How does our team help with these penalties?
So our goal with the compliance programs with Walmart is to determine the root cause for any compliance issues that we have. So if a client is experiencing fines in these compliance programs, we want to make those go away because these are controllable margin items for them. And anything that's out of our control with Walmart's supply chain, we're comfortable with that. A lot of that is built into our supplier agreement, but these are all controllable from our standpoint and help contribute to better margin for us. So we want to determine what's causing these issues and help our clients figure out how they can solve them in their operations or if there's systems issues that we can help them with within Walmart's system to help make these go away and improve that controllable margin.
The one thing we really haven't talked about that I know is top of mind for a lot of Walmart suppliers is e-commerce. This is really its own animal, from setting up the items to everything you have to do just to maintain those item pages. How does our team also help suppliers grow this business and even improve their search results on Walmart.com?
Yeah, so while we know e-commerce as a platform has grown substantially in the last year, just because of the pandemic and people being at home more and shopping more from their homes, what a lot of product manufacturers understand now is that e-commerce is a more significant portion of their business than it was in the past. What they don't understand is how they succeed on Walmart.com's platform. And not only Walmart.com's platform, but the fact that Walmart has two platforms, one that's relevant for product that is shipping from Walmart.com or from the supplier to the consumer's homes, but also the business for online grocery pickup and delivery. These two can be linked. If we have an item that lives on both sites, those listings are linked, and we can do things to drive business in unique ways on both sites. And so we have work to do to optimize those pages, not only with rich content, which includes pictures and videos and documents and comparison tables, but also SEO to make sure their items show up well in Walmart's organic search rankings. So we have good familiarity with their algorithm and what drives those searches. So we can help our clients identify what keywords and key phrases are important so they can improve their ranking there. And then we can also, once we get those pages optimized, we can talk about how we advertise using Walmart's keyword advertising program on both the grocery and the walmart.com side of the business. And we've seen really good success in those spaces.
Well, and I want to kind of build on what you said before, because you know, you talked about how it's still kind of difficult to understand how to succeed on walmart.com, and that's where, you know, suppliers struggle and where our team helps. But I really want to ask you, you know, as we're talking with Walmart suppliers every week and staying on top of challenges like this, all the changes that are happening at Walmart, what do you think are some of the other big hurdles that suppliers are struggling with now, and how does our team help? Mark, what are you seeing out there?
Jared, there are a lot of new dashboards showing up in Retail Link. With the Walmart business, it's not a surprise when I see these, because internally, in the company, we talked about that for a decade or more, the perfect order. Now, how do you establish a flow that an everyday low-cost retailer can execute with almost to perfection? You know, no extra touches, no delays, no offloading, reloading. Those cartons come into the networks at Walmart, and they should be touched once. And it can actually work that way if everything is set up correctly. So they're looking at all those elements, and they've been watching that. Walmart's been spending a lot of money correcting the flow inside their network. So now they're moving upstream, and they've created these dashboards to give visibility upstream to both manufacturers, transportation companies, and any third parties involved in that. The dashboards give us root cause. So rather than just say, hey, improve the accuracy of your scanning, your scanning labels so that we can bring that in the building. It shows us when it was wrong, where it was wrong, how many were wrong. And of course now, more and more of it is coming with penalties when it's not correct. So we're highly incented upstream here in the supply chain. And what we do with our clients is get to root issue quickly. In the previous hour, I was on the phone with a client, and we worked through SQEP overage. We worked through ASNs that had not been transmitted. And there were reasons for each one of them, very real reasons that can be resolved. And the sooner that's done, the less fines go out the door, right? So dashboards are new. They came quickly. It's sometimes a little bit intimidating to say, it's already complicated. We're already working really hard. We're doing our best. But if we see that, as we do here at 8th and Walton, we see it as visibility to read issue, and we can get those resolved.
All right. And Stephen, how about you? What do you think? What are some of the big hurdles out there for suppliers?
Yeah, I think that one of the biggest challenges for suppliers out there now, especially with new programs related to compliance and others, is the lack of information available to tell us about these programs, how they work, and how the systems work, the reporting. So that's where our team really jumps in to help, is to look at these systems within Walmart to help dissect the reporting, the guidelines around them, to help us understand what we're doing in our operations and how that impacts these things. And then help to understand what the potential fines could be around those. So we're really taking our years of experience within Walmart systems and their operations, as well as leveraging relationships within the community here locally in Northwest Arkansas to better learn and understand, so we can help companies avoid any of the pitfalls that come with these programs and help them succeed better with Walmart.
All right. Well, hey, don't forget, if you are a Walmart supplier and you'd like to know more about any of these services that we can provide to help build your business with Walmart, all you have to do is visit us at 8thandwalton.com, fill out the quick contact form, and we'll have a Walmart expert reach out to you this week for a free 15-minute consultation. We look forward to working with you. Talk to you soon.